Sharp's Prey, Richard Sharp and the Expedition to Copenhagen, 1807, by Bernard Cornwell. For Jarl, Gerda, Bo and Christine. Chapter 1. Captain Henry Wilson, of His Majesty's Dirty Half-Hundred, more formally the 50th Regiment of West Kent, parried his opponent's sabre. He did it hurriedly. His right hand was low, so that his sabre's blade was raised in the position known to the fencing masters as the quarter bass, and the knowledgeable spectators thought the parry was feeble. A surprised murmur sounded, for Wilson was good, very good. He had been attacking, but it was apparent he had been slow to see his taller opponent's counter, and now he was in disorganized retreat. The taller man pressed, swatting the quarterbass aside and lunging so that Wilson skittered backwards, his slippers squeaking with a staccato judder on the wooden floor, which was liberally scattered with French chalk. The very sound of the slippers on the chalked wood denoted panic. The sabres clashed harshly again. The taller man stamped forward, his blade flickering, changing, reaching, and Wilson was countering in apparent desperation until, so fast that those watching could scarce follow his blade's quick movement, he stepped to one side and riposted at his opponent's cheek. There seemed little power in the riposte, for its force all came from Wilson's wrist rather than from his full arm. But the sabre's edge still struck the taller man with such might that he lost his balance. He swayed, right arm flailing, and Wilson gently touched his weapon's point to his opponent's chest, so that he toppled to the floor. "Enough!" the master-at-arms called. "God's teeth!"